Hello, welcome to Talking Europe. My guest today has been at the sharp end of the confrontation between the US and the EU. Brando Benifei recently led a European Parliament delegation to Washington, D.C. for talks with representatives of the US Congress. This as President Donald Trump announced sweeping tariffs, known as Liberation Day, which he later walked back. At least partly. Well, there's a cautious hope that the worst trade war scenario has been averted, but the EU is clearly not out of the woods yet. Well, Brando Benifei chairs the EU Parliament's delegation for relations with the United States, and he works extensively on international trade matters. He's an Italian MEP from the Socialists and Democrats and a member of the Democratic Party in Italy. He joins me from La Spezia in northwest Italy today. Brando Benifei, great to have you back on the program. Let's start with your visit to Washington, D.C. What do you think you achieved?
I think we achieved at least to understand better the situation and the exact mood that is at the base of the negotiations that we are starting. And we, I would say, achieved also to send a clear message on what are our availabilities for the negotiations, but also what are our clear limits. And we understood that we have a lot of people in the administration, in the parliament of the US, that are not very sure of what Trump will do. Everything is centered around him and on the White House. So on his counselor for trade, Peter Navarro, more than on the trade secretary or other representatives. And also, we had the chance to, as I said, to send a clear message that we are ready to negotiate, that we can deal with many different things, but we are not available to change profoundly our legislation on digital, on consumer protection, on sanitary and phytosanitary for food, drinks, to accommodate requests from the US to change legislation as part of the trade negotiation. That is not part of it for us, because legislation is decided for the Europeans by the European institutions and the member states.
Yeah. So you sense that there are members of Congress that are open to some sort of agreement. But I guess the question, as always, is, does Donald Trump listen to them? I mean, do you feel that you have any conduit to the White House itself?
Well, the situation in Congress is of a very limited majority for Mr. President Trump in both Senate and House. So in the short term, I think everyone will support this also aggressive attitude on the tariffs as a negotiating tactic. But in the long run, I see that he might lose support of parliamentarians that are needed for him to pass legislation if he stays on a too aggressive stance. So in fact, what I got clearly from the visit is that we need to stand firm. European Union has to be firm on its principles, ready to negotiate, but understanding that any sign of weakness and division will be paired very badly by us, because tentative is to be very frank, is to make the cost of certain actions that Trump needs to take at national level, first of all, to repay the debt that the US is accumulating, putting the weight of these actions on the Europeans with the tariffs and with an aggressive stance on us, asking to buy more energy, more weapons from US. We need to find a balance, we need to find an agreement, but this needs to be done with a strong negotiating stance from Europe.
I want to ask you about the Italian Prime Minister's visit to the White House. It's been commented a lot in the media, of course, and maybe we can take a listen to Giorgia Meloni speaking at that meeting with Donald Trump, and then I'll get your reactions, Brando Benifei.
I think even if we have some problems, okay, between the two shores of the Atlantic, it is the time that we try to sit down and find solutions. So I want to thank President Trump for having accepted an invitation to pay an official visit to Rome in the near future, and consider the possibility in that occasion to meet also with Europe. The goal for me is to make the West great again. Okay? And I think we can do it together.
We can.
Make the West great again, she's saying. What's your read on this visit, Brando?
Well, to be honest, what I understood is that we promised to buy more American liquid gas, and we have promised some billions of investment from Italian firms in US, and we didn't get anything apart from making these pledges from our side. I mean, this invitation to Rome with this vague possibility of meeting with the European counterparts, I mean, I don't understand how can this be considered as a success. So to be frank, it's a really irrelevant visit, probably important for some bilateral issues between Italy and US. And I think it's legitimate that the Italian prime minister and it makes sense that she meets with the leader of the US. But on the broader European issues and negotiations that also affect Italy, I think this visit was frankly useless.
Meloni talked about Ukraine, of course, together with Donald Trump, and she said, we can build a just and lasting peace. We support your efforts, she said to Donald Trump. And we also had this visit to Paris of the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and Marco Rubio, the U.S. Secretary of State. Rubio saying, I think the U.K. and France and Germany can help the U.S. to move the ball and to get closer to a resolution. Do you think there's been a change of mood that the U.S. wants to involve the Europeans more in the diplomacy around Ukraine?
Well, to be frank, with the visit to Washington, I also understood that the many sectors of the U.S. Governing elite and the Congress, but also in the Department of State, the mood is that the Russians are not really cooperating and not getting to some clear results in terms of negotiations. So clearly now also the Americans understand that this rapprochement with Putin in the awkward way we have seen is not producing any real advancement. And so they probably need to change their tactic.
What do you think Europe should do then in that situation? Does it need to rethink its own approach in that case?
I think Europe should continue supporting Ukraine to avoid the fall of Ukraine, because any negotiation need Ukraine to be in standing. And so we need to defend and support Ukraine and insist that the pressure on Russia, especially because Ukraine has said it's available to do it, that Russia accepts to stop the fighting and sit down and negotiate. But this needs pressure from all over the world, from all international community, and Europe should also work a lot on that, on bringing different actors to push on Russia with different means to overcome the conflict and support a just peace for Ukraine.
I want to come back for a second to more of the trade side of things, Brando Benifei. There's obviously a big question about what's going to happen with China, with tariffs. We saw the World Trade Organization saying that those trade tensions could still lead to a global recession. Do you think there's an opportunity to work with the U.S. more closely on the whole China question now? I mean, for the EU and the US to somehow get together, or is that a kind of naive idea?
It's something we have to explore together. But to be frank, if the US at the same time impose high tariffs, threaten Europe in various ways, and ask for more buying of energy and military equipment, and at the same time they also ask for coordinating more closely on China, I think this cannot stay together. We need to find a deal that strengthens our transatlantic relation. It relaunches it. And this means also coordinating on some aspects regarding China, regarding also the trade with China. But this means doing it with our sovereign interest in mind, which means having the interest of Europe to also maintain some certain economic exchanges with China.
Just very briefly, Brandon, we're almost at the end. I know that you're traveling to the US a lot. You're often between Brussels and Washington. How confident are you that there is going to be a deal during this 90-day pause between the EU and the US?
I'm firmly convinced that a deal will be reached because the for both sides would be too high. Do not forget that the EU has a so-called anti-coercion instrument that could be used to, in fact, limit the economic presence of US and damage very badly many important companies of the US. They are scared that if there is no deal, the situation will be very damaging for the US. And so I'm sure that the pressure that will mount will bring to making everyone more reasonable and sit down and find solutions, first of all, on the tariffs that we really need to overcome, and they are not good for our economies.
We'll stop there. Thank you so much for being on the program, Brando Benifei, Chair of the European Parliament Delegation for Relations with the United States. That's all for this part of Talking Europe.